Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, David Creel, Ziglar Master Coach, Zig Ziglar Master Coach, and Ziglar Legacy Certified Trainer and Speaker. We're in our third of seven episodes about the Wheel of Life. In the first episode, we talked about the mental spoke. You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. On the second episode, we talked about the spiritual spoke. It's of the utmost importance because the fact of the matter is you're going to be dead a whole lot longer than you're going to be alive. And you only got two choices to go. You're going to go to heaven or hell. And you don't want to go to hell. So if you're curious about that one, find episode two. Today, we're going to talk about the physical spoke. See, now let me give you a backstory. The Wheel of Life came about from Zig Ziglar. The seven key areas of life are on this wheel: mental, spiritual, physical, family, financial, personal, and career. The mental, spiritual, and physical are the most important because we're mental, spiritual, and physical human beings. Again, episode one in this series of seven, mental. Episode two of seven, spiritual. Episode three, which is today, physical spoke. Now, let me show you how the Wheel of Life works. You can go to my website, davidcreel.com, and get one of these. Okay. You rate yourself 1 to 10, 10 being better than you can hope and dream, and 1 being, let's say, terrible. And you divide it by 10, and then you get your number here, 1 to 10, and you divide it, and that's the number. There's no judgment. There's no right or wrong answers, simply answers. And then you rate yourself 1 to 10, and then you put it on the wheel. And then you connect the dots and you make it look like a wheel. See if you have a flat spot in your life, because you need two things in order to really succeed. You need where you currently are and where you want to go, or where you want to be. So I'm going to mix it up from the last two. So if you don't know where you are, it's hard to go where you want to go. So let's say you're in Kansas and you want to go to Oregon. Well, you'd go west. But if you're actually in Japan, or you're in Japan or Hawaii, you wouldn't go west. You'd go east. You could get there going west from Kansas, but it would take you a whole lot longer. So that's the knowing where you are. You got to know where you are, and then you can know where you want to go. Okay. This is the best tool I'm aware of that shows you where you currently are. Again, it's not right or wrong answers. It's not going to be a test about this, but if you answer this assessment honestly, it shows you where you are. Now, the third most important is the physical spoke. Physical spoke does not only consist of how you look. It's diet, exercise, and sleep. Of those, the most important is sleep. That's where your body heals itself, and that's where you recover, and that's where you get your energy from. You know, whenever you get sick, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to go lay down and you want to rest and let your body do its thing. Okay. Physical spoke, sleep, diet, exercise. So we're going to briefly hit all three of those today. Let's start with sleep first. Again, like I said, sleep's the most important thing. whenever you go to sleep, ideally you want your room to be cold, like ideally around 68 or lower. And you want the light, you want as little light as possible in your room. Whether you have to have that blackout curtains or you have to get whatever. Now, I personally sleep with earplugs in and a sleep mask because I want it to be a cave in there. But a good night's sleep starts the night before. So let's say you get up in the morning. What I like to do is I like to put splash cold water on my face early in the morning. Or I've even experimented with cold showers. So think cold mornings, warm evenings. So in the evening, I shower before I go to bed. And I want that water to be borderline melting my skin off. I want it as hot as I can stand it. But I don't want to get a shower 20 minutes before I go to bed. Because whenever you get, you know, your core temperature raised a little bit because the water's so hot, when you get in the bed, you're not going to feel as good. So I try to take a shower a little bit before, a few hours before I go to bed. That way when I go to bed, my body temperature is back down. And the phone, how many times have you laid in bed and you're watching TV or you're doing this or you're doing this on your phone? Well, that blue light's not good for your eyes. That blue light tells your brain, hey, the sun's out, it's time to go play. Well, you don't want that. You're trying to go to sleep. So set yourself up for success. You know, maybe you put music on or maybe you have some like stuff from Bath and Body Works, whatever, that make you that the sleep lotion, or maybe you need magnesium. A lot of times when you're having trouble sleeping, it's because you're magnesium deficient, and you can get some stuff and take it. Now, full disclosure, I'm not a doctor, so don't take this as doctor, you know, medicinal advice. I just know if you're going to start taking magnesium, you need to make sure you take the recommended amount for your, you know, body weight and stuff like that. Cause if not, you're not going to like the results. Disaster pants is going to be the results. So I'm not a doctor, but it may help you sleep better if you get some magnesium, they have topical ones or whatever. Okay. But the sleep's important. Now, here's the deal. Most people have about 90 minutes in their sleep cycle, give or take. So you ever woke up sometimes and you wake up as soon as your eyes wake up, you're wide awake. And then other times you wake up and you feel like you went to sleep 8 minutes ago. That's because you probably woke up in the middle of your sleep cycle. So let's say it's about 90 minutes for you. Okay. So 90 minutes, 3 hours, 4.5 hours, 6 hours, 7.5 hours, nine, if you're, whatever, if you're a bear. But like, so for me, 7.5 hours isn't really good. I'm kind of groggy when I wake up, but if I get seven, I'm golden. But you might track, hey, I got, you know, this much sleep today. I felt good. And you could track that time over time, you know, say a month, and you can check the days where you feel really good and the days you feel really bad, and then try to aim for the whatever that time frame is that you got good sleep, because you don't want to wake up in the middle of a sleep cycle. So get your room dark, get it cold, and work on your sleep cycles, okay? Exercise. I wish this was the case, but it's not. You can't hire anyone to do your push-ups for you. You got to do the work. Now, if you read the book by Craig Ballantyne called The Great Cardio Myth, which I strongly recommend, the best use of your time in the gym is not running on the treadmill for 2.5 hours. And it's not doing the bike for 3.5 hours or the elliptical machine for 6.5 hours. The best use of your time is lifting heavy things and HIIT training. Again, I'm not a doctor, but this is what that book says. And he's not a doctor either, but he's in shape. HIIT training, high intensity interval training, like where you work really hard for 45 seconds and then you take 30 seconds off, or you work really hard for a minute and you take 30 seconds off, or you work really hard for 8 minutes and then you get a minute break because you want your heart rate to elevate and you want it to lower. Elevate, lower, raise your heart rate, lower, right? Raise it, lower it, raise it, lower it. That means you have a healthy heart. In that book, he talks about, you know, 30 minutes a day is enough. 30 minutes, a handful of times a week, 4 to 5 times a week is enough to start getting you seized from results. But here's the thing about like exercise, let's say exercise and, you know, how you look. Let's say you've put on 40 pounds overnight, quote unquote. Well, you didn't put on 40 pounds overnight. You didn't have a bacon cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake for dinner on Monday and you weigh 200 pounds and you get on the scale Tuesday morning and you weigh 240. It's not the way it works. You might have thought to yourself it's overnight, but in reality, it's been 2 or 3 or 4 years. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you're 240 pounds. But are you guilty of this where you say you put it on quote unquote overnight, where it's probably been 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe 10 years. And you go, you're all hyped up, or you got your New Year's resolutions, which Zig Ziglar said is nothing more than New Year's confessions. You know, I confess I got to lose more weight, or I confess I got to start eating better, or whatever, quit drinking or smoking or whatever. Okay. And you're like, I'm going to go to the gym. You go to the gym twice. And then all of a sudden then you stop because the pain starts, or you might make it 2 weeks, maybe. You know, the average New Year's resolution that starts on January 1st doesn't make it till January 20th. Oof, which is not ideal. But let's say you're overly ambitious and you make it to January 24th and you've gone 3 times a week for 3 weeks. But then the pain sets in. Uh-oh. Now it's not so funny anymore because it hurts. Oops. It's uncomfortable. But you know what's also uncomfortable? Staying where you are. It's also uncomfortable because you're actually not staying where you are. You're either growing or you're falling behind. You can't just stay on a level playing field forever. You're either growing or you're shrinking. One of the two. But yeah, you made it 3 weeks, but then the pain sets in. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can miss a day. And then you miss a day. And then, oh, well, I missed one. I'll miss this week too. I'll miss this one too. And you miss two. And then you're like, well, I haven't gone one time this week. I'll just skip and I'll start back again fresh Monday. Well, then you miss. Well, then you get in the habit of not going. You know, half the battle, pretty much in anything in life, but especially on the physical side of it, half the battle is showing up. And here's the key. Not showing up when you feel great. Everybody can show up when you feel great. The separator is when you don't feel great. and you're like, I'm going for no other reason than I told myself I was going. So that's what I did. About a year ago, I got on the scale. I was 232 pounds. I've never been 232 pounds in my whole life. And my coach asked me a question during one of our sessions. And he said, are you okay with being average? I said, average? I said, I'm not overweight. I said, I'm overweight, but I'm not obese and whatever. And he said, well, you don't seem like a person to me that does anything average. Ouch. So it was gut check time. So I started going to the gym 3 times a week for an hour. Now, in my day job, I walk a lot, and I have walked a lot for several years, easily 10,000 steps a day, easily. So I started going to the gym 3 times a week. Another great use of side note, another great use of your time at the gym, instead of HIIT, along with HIIT training, the rower. Hello. I love the rower. So if you're on the treadmill, you're working your legs, you're working your arms occasionally because they're along for the ride because you're running or walking. But you're running, you're using your lungs and you're using your legs. But on the rower, you're using your legs and your arms and your back and your lungs. How about that? Side note, and this is free. A lot of people think rowing is their arms. Rowing is not your arms. Rowing is it's a leg movement. It's not a pull. It's not like this, like you're pulling it away. It's a push, like you're pushing away from the machine. And your arms are there because they're attached to your body. So they're coming along for the ride. But the rower is an awesome use of your time too. Anyways, let me go back to my story. So I started going 3 times a week, Monday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, Friday afternoon. And I always gave myself a day off because I wanted to rest. Because, I mean, raise your hand, or who's getting younger around here? No one is. Everybody's getting older. I'm older as 10 or 15 minutes, or how long this episode has been going, than I was when I started it. And so are you. Everyone's getting older and nobody's getting younger. Then after about 3 weeks of that, I started going 4 days a week. Monday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, Friday afternoon, Saturday morning. And after about a month of that, I started going Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, and then took 2 days off. Work 5, take two days off. Well, after a couple weeks of that, I didn't feel very good. My feet started to hurt and I wasn't recovering well enough. So I went back down to 4 days a week, which is where I've stuck at. 4 days a week is when I go, depending I'm not out of town or traveling or whatever. Monday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, Friday afternoon, Saturday morning. Then it leads me to the nutrition part. Do I eat perfectly? Absolutely not. I don't. Nowhere close. But I do track it. I've tracked every single thing that's gone into my mouth for almost a year. In a little spreadsheet. I go to MyFitnessPal. Here's what I ate today. And here's how many calories I burned. And here's the difference. And I put what I ate and what I burned and the difference in a spreadsheet. And I started keeping track of my weight. When I got on the scale yesterday, 206. Okay, I was 232. So Captain Math tells me I'm down 26 pounds. In a year, not a week. So you have to extend the timeline. You don't have to, but that's what I chose to do. So with your diet, the best of your ability, try to eat stuff that the stuff the way God intended it to. You know, anything that comes in a box or a bag, unless it's bread, it's probably man-made. You know, Oreos, Funyuns, Twinkies, Ding Dongs, M&M's, which I love M&M's. Guilty. I hate M&M's. But best you can, try to eat real food. You know, like bananas, carrots, apples, watermelon, vegetables. And try to make it your goal to eat good 80% of the time. Now, if you're super hardcore and you're like, I'm never going to have sugar again the rest of my life, hey, knock your lights out. That ain't me. It ain't happening. But what I do is I track it. Because what you track and you measure, you start to see results in. So that's the physical spoke of the wheel. Sleep, exercise, diet. So on your wheel of life, how would you rate yourself on the physical spoke? Let's say you gave yourself a 5, where the goal's a 10. The goal's borderline 11 in every category. Let's say you gave yourself a 5. So just like you can't, you know, lose all the weight overnight that you didn't actually put on overnight, even though that's what you say, what could you do differently in the next month to make it a 5.5? You see, because little bitty steps over a longer period of time make a big difference. So what'd you rate yourself, 1 to 10? It's no judgment. You are where you are. But until you know where you are, you can't determine where you want to go. So I hope this was helpful. Mental, spiritual, physical, the most important. This is lesson 3. Or episode 3 of 7. And the next time you hear one of these, that'll be episode 4. That'll be the family spoke. Because we're going through all of them. Mental, spiritual, physical, family, financial, personal, and career. So join me for the next time. You see one of these, and let's talk about the family spoke next. Y'all have a great one. Talk to you later.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.